Weather conditions in the Midwest are still expected to be almost ideal as we move forward through this next full week to maybe 10 days. A very limited amount of rainfall is expected to occur, and the majority of that which does occur will be brief and light, and any disruption to farming activity is expected to have only a minor impact on the bottom line. There will be some showers that will move across a part of the Great Lakes region this weekend, but most of that is going to be mostly insignificant, and the impact, again, is not going to be anything that farmers will complain too much about. We do still need to see some better drying conditions in a few of those areas, and they'll get it eventually, but there'll be some other disturbances that will come and go as well. The lower Midwest and the eastern parts of the Midwest will encounter some rainfall Sunday into Monday. The precipitation that occurs in those areas is also going to be brief and light, and the disruption to farming activity probably won't last more than a few hours in most cases. Everybody else will see dry conditions through a big part of the next 7 days. There will be a few showers that will show up in the U.S. plains as we get into the second half of next week, maybe as early as midweek, but I don't think that precipitation is going to be very healthy either. The biggest issue for the weekend is going to be a tropical disturbance that may form across parts of the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. That disturbance may eventually turn into a viable tropical system and will move eastward across the Gulf of Mexico as we move through the early to middle part of next week. Florida, at the moment, is most vulnerable to the system, according to the latest model data, but that doesn't necessarily mean it is for sure going to take place. We'll need to watch closely. Right now, some of the model data suggests at least a tropical storm may evolve, but again, these models are not that great, and we need to continue to monitor it. Florida's citrus and sugarcane would be vulnerable if the storm system were to verify as suggested in today's forecast model data. In the meantime, back in the Midwest, our temperatures over this next week are certainly going to be seasonable. We'll look for high temperatures this afternoon, running from the 50s and 60s across a big part of the region. There will be some 70-degree readings from southern portions of Missouri into parts of the Ohio River Valley and Kentucky. And we'll look for the temperatures to be a little bit cooler tomorrow, with highs mostly in the 50s and lower 60s across the region. There may even be some 40-degree highs in the Great Lakes region because of the cloud cover and showers that will be occurring there. And then as we move on out towards the late weekend, we'll start to warm back up a little bit. 50s and 60s will still be the rule on Sunday, except near and west of the Missouri River. We'll see some 70-degree temperatures. And then a little bit later on into next week, we'll likely see a similar range of temperatures dominating. The low temperatures at night are still expected to slip back into the 30s and 40s across the northern Midwest most often. The southern areas will probably see temperatures more in the 40s and lower 50s occasionally. And it looks like the bottom line is still going to be very favorable for wheat establishment across the region. Down in South America, there's still a considerable amount of interest there in the marketplace today, and it looks as though a continuation of harsh weather will occur through the weekend. Then early to midweek next week, we'll see at least some showers beginning to evolve that will offer some very brief relief, but the temperatures will stay hot, and whatever precipitation occurs will be lost to evaporation. It's really not until the latter part of next week and on into the last week of October that we'll see a more meaningful amount of rainfall across Brazil crop areas, and that should translate into a better environment for the future planting of corn and soybeans, as well as cotton and rice and a few other crops that are produced across the region. There will be some improvement in sugar cane and citrus, as well as coffee trees as well, but this will be a slow process and probably be more in the heart of November before we see completely normal weather. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.